talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, it's on today, the Exchange Club.
And we're back here on the last leg of our journey this morning on WWGH Radio. This is the Exchange Club, 20 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday, April the 8th. 2022, 43 degrees, cloudy skies here in Marion. Been a long time since we went this long. Must be feeling top today. Don't forget, tonight we'll be on with Angie Evers, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Don't miss that for love nor money. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. At the end of last hour, the question was being posed, what do kids do? Well, not so much what do kids do now. We know what they do. It's cell phones and things of that nature, laptops, computers, video games. What did they used to do? And we were talking here in Marion about Gallagher's. Now, Gallagher's was a drugstore, and apparently kids used to go there. But I don't know why kids went there as opposed to Henny and Cooper. Now, we talked about the Isley shop and their pink ice cream Klondikes. Apparently, if you got a Klondike with pink ice cream, that meant you got a free one, which that's nice. I can see why that would appeal to kids. We heard about Club Coed, which used to be at the YMCA when it was downtown. Dances and things were held there. The roller rink out on 309, which of course is no longer there. But what did you do in your era as a kid? Now, somebody 30, 40 years old probably did a lot different things than somebody 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. So it's kind of a generational thing, to be honest. 740-751-4038. What did you do when you were a kid? If you were here in Marion or if you lived in another community, doesn't really matter. Wherever you were, what did you do when you were a kid? Where were those hangouts? And does anybody remember going to Gallagher's? And can anybody tell me why it was a hangout for kids? Was it because of its location? I think it was downtown. Was it close to the school? Was it close to a school? I don't know. I don't know what that appeal was. 740-751-4038. But of course, I was never in there, so I would not know what the appeal was of Gallagher's. And in the past, we've talked about Snow's Racket Store, but as I said, I think that was more of a catch-all store. I don't think that was a place where kids went. Henny and Cooper had a lunch counter, but to be honest, I've really only heard about adults going to Henny and Cooper in getting lunch. I never really heard a whole lot about kids going to Henny and Cooper and getting lunch. Any stories of that or any other places kids hung out? Well, Crystal Lake. I mean, there was a whole era here in Marion where kids hung out at Crystal Lake. I don't know when they closed, though. I'm sure we've went over that at some point, but I'm not sure when Crystal Lake closed. I know the roller rink dance hall that was out there eventually closed much later than the amusement park did. So there's that. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open on this getaway Friday, April the 8th, 2022. Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. What did you do when you were young? Oh, and I'll tell you, I've been wanting to do this all morning, too. So we'll do this now. We haven't done Family Feud for a while, but I have one Family Feud question here. Now, it only has four answers, but I think it's an interesting question. We'll see if we can get all four answers before the hour's up here, and we're already at 24 minutes past the hour. But and remember, we don't want to jam up the phones. So if you hear somebody else calling in, wait a minute, and then call when you hear them go away, even though we're on a delay, because we don't want to jam up the phones. But here's the question. Name famous rivalries between brands. Now, that's a question. Now, there's only four of these. And essentially, what it's asking is, you know, one business versus another, or one product versus another. What are the top four famous rivalries between brands? Now, it's kind of tough, as I say, but there are only four answers to get here on this Family Feud question. 25 minutes past the hour, the telephone line, 740-751-4038. Famous rivalries between brands. Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's and Burger King.
McDonald's and Burger King, number two on the list. You know what's interesting about that one is I wonder why it's McDonald's and Burger King and not McDonald's and Wendy's or McDonald's and Arby's or something like that.
Yeah, I really never go to Burger King too often.
No, I would say that in Marion, I don't know nationally, but in Marion, I would imagine Burger King is behind McDonald's and Wendy's.
I'd say McDonald's is 10 to 1.
Oh, yeah, I think McDonald's is far busier than Wendy's. But Wendy's, I'll tell you, there's a line wrapped around there at lunchtime. Burger King is slow, number one. Now, I don't know if that's a universal thing or not. They seem to be the slowest in the drive-thru.
McDonald's can be slow, too, but Wendy's, they get you through there.
Yeah, but Wendy's and McDonald's, they actually have a reason to be slow. They've got lots of customers. If you sit in your car in Burger King, it's one lane. There are like five cars ahead of you, and that line is not moving at all.
Right, or if you eat in, there's only two or three people in there.
Yeah, I don't know why Burger King is not popular in Marion. It may be popular other places, and I don't know nationally if Burger King's above Wendy's or not, but in Marion it certainly isn't.
Well, they redid both. You're making money.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Go ahead, caller.
How about Pepsi and Coke?
Pepsi and Coke, number one on the list. Which is the favorite?
Oh, well, I like Coke.
You like the Coke better?
I'm a Diet Coke drinker.
Diet Coke drinker. I always found it interesting that they had the rivalry because a lot of people like RC. That never seems to figure in, and I know a lot of people have went to store brands now.
Yeah, they're not bad, but I like Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. We've gotten two of them. Two more to go. Coke and Pepsi was number one. Boy, I think I have a potato chip in my throat. Coke and Pepsi was number one. McDonald's versus Burger King was number two. But there are two more on this list. Rivalries between famous brands. Two more on this Family Feud list of four. 28 minutes past the hour here. We've got Coke versus Pepsi and McDonald's versus Burger King. Now, what are the other two? What are the rivalries in the business world? Does anybody know? I thought this might be a stumper, kind of a hard one. There were only four answers. And it's, you know, I don't know. There are a lot of rivalries in the business world, but I think it's kind of hard to come up with them off the top of your head. Coke versus Pepsi, McDonald's versus Burger King. What are the other two? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Ford and Chevy?
Not Ford and Chevy. Good guess, though. Ford and Chevy does not make the list. That is not one of the top four rivalries between brands. Coke versus Pepsi, McDonald's versus Burger King. What are the other two? Who's going to be the smart cookies today who get these other two? What are those big business rivalries? McDonald's versus Burger King. I think clearly McDonald's is winning that one. Coke versus Pepsi. You know, I don't know in Coke versus Pepsi, to be honest. I think fountain drinks is probably Coke, but in the store, I think a lot more people buy Pepsi. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Well, we lost that one. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. We'll get you in here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Was it Kellogg Post?
Not Kellogg's and Post. Hey, did you get a chance to hear Shecky this morning?
No. I forgot I had two doctor's appointments to go to. My plan was to listen to him, and I had to go to the doctor.
Oh, I tell you, you'll have to listen. I think it's going to repeat at 2 o'clock. It was one of his better appearances.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Yeah, I told you I was going to listen to it, but I forgot. So the doctor called me and said, hey, you know, they remind you with a phone call. I'm like, son of a gun.
Well, hopefully everything went okay at the doctor's.
It just got.
Good, good. Well, hey, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Famous rivalries between companies, brands is what they call them now. That's a very popular word in the 2000, brands. We've got Coke and Pepsi, McDonald's and Burger King, but there are two more. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Myers and Kroger?
Not Meijer and Kroger. Go ahead, caller.
Avis and Hertz.
Not Avis and Hertz. That's a good one. Not Avis and Hertz. Not Meijer and Kroger. They do not make the list. Famous rivalries between companies, brands, whatever the choice may be. We've got Coke and Pepsi, McDonald's, and Burger King. What are the other two? Big famous rivalries. 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, April the 8th, 2022. 43 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. All right, here comes another call down the stretch. Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
Stewart's and A&W.
Not Stewart's and A&W. Go ahead, caller.
How about Honda and Toyota?
Not Honda and Toyota. No Honda and Toyota. And no Stewart's and A&W. Those are not the big rivalries, apparently, according to this list. Coke and Pepsi was number one. McDonald's and Burger King was number two. But what is three and four? The big company rivalries. 740-751-4038. 32 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio time. Getaway Friday. Don't forget to catch Angie Evers and I tonight, 8:10 to 10 p.m. Even if you're doing something else or watching something else, turn us on in the background. All right. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Lowe's and Menards.
Nope, not Lowe's and Menards. Go ahead, caller.
How about Lowe's and Home Depot?
Not Lowe's and Home Depot. We went to the, what would you say, home improvement stores there. Not Lowe's and Home Depot and not Lowe's and Menards. Famous business rivalries. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
What about any ice cream?
Nope, no ice cream. No ice cream on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Ford and Chevy?
No Ford and Chevy on the list. No Ford and Chevy and no ice cream businesses. Apparently, the ice cream businesses do not get in the knockdown dragouts. Name famous rivalries between brands. Coke versus Pepsi, McDonald's versus Burger King, and two others. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Levi and Wrangler.
Not Levi and Wrangler. We're staying out of the pants. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about Lee's and Colonel Sanders?
Nope, not Lee's and Colonel Sanders. Not the chicken. Go ahead, caller.
Walmart and Myers.
Not Walmart and Meyer. Go ahead, caller.
Honda and Yamaha motorcycles.
Not Honda and Yamaha. Boy, we ran through a few there, didn't we? None of those. You know, I do remember the pants companies having a rivalry, but not on this list. Whatever happened to the pants at depot sales? You know, that's another thing, just like Harding's dog collar. We've never heard anything about those big pants that used to be on the wall at depot sales. There's what kids used to do when they were younger. They'd go out to depot sales and look at the big pants. You know, the big pants should still be on display. That should be right up at the Historical Society. Okay. Name famous rivalries between brands. We've got Coke versus Pepsi and McDonald's versus Burger King. That's all we got so far. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about CVS and Walgreens?
No CVS and Walgreens on the list. No drugstore rivalries on the list. Famous rivalries between brands, companies. That's the question this morning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there?
Yes. Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme.
No donuts. Go ahead, caller.
Pillsbury and Duncan Hines.
Not Pillsbury and Duncan Hines. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
And Adidas.
No, that's a good one, though. Shoe companies. Go ahead, caller.
What about bread companies?
No bread companies. Boy, we had another few shots there. Didn't quite get where we needed to get, though, unfortunately. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Colgate and Crest.
That's a good guess. Not Colgate and Crest. The toothpaste companies. No Colgate and Crest. Well, now we've been to the shoe department, the toothpaste department. All righty. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Red Lobster and Applebee's?
No, Red Lobster and Applebee's. All right, we've got another call coming in here. Let's take it. Go ahead, caller.
Go to the alcohol department, Budweiser and Miller.
Hey, wasn't that always what was the one at the Super Bowl? I think, not on the list, but no, that's a good guess. I can't think of the Super Bowl one. Bud Bowl.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Remington and Schick Razor?
No, that's a good guess, though. No, the razor companies are not considered to be a big rivalry. Well, 38 minutes past the hour. We're down to the final 22 here. See, it's a fun category when nobody Googles. When you don't Google, we can have some fun with this and really dream up a lot of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
How about Remington and Winchester?
Not Remington and Winchester. Good guess, though. Not Remington and Winchester. See, these are all really good guesses. You know, when you start thinking, see, this is good for the brain. You start thinking about these rivalries. Go ahead, caller.
Meyer and Kahn's.
What's that?
The hot dogs.
Oh, no, not the hot dogs. Oscar Meyer and Kahn's. No. Go ahead, caller.
Bengals, Browns.
Not the Bengals and the Browns, but that is a rivalry. Not the Bengals and the Browns. Go ahead, caller.
What about the pharmacies?
No pharmacies. No pharmacies on the list. And not the Bengals and the Browns. Is that a rivalry? Maybe. Maybe an Ohio rivalry. I don't know. Let's see here. Name a famous rivalry between brands. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How
Go ahead.
How about Donato's Pizza Hut?
Now, that's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess. Donato's and Pizza Hut. Certainly, I would think there was a rivalry there. 740-751-4038. And I wonder where Judy and Sarah are eating in Columbus right now. Are they sitting at the booth there having a good lunch? Go ahead, caller.
Marathon and BP.
You know, good rivalry. Not on. Who wins that rivalry? BP?
What's that?
You think BP wins that rivalry?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Not on the list.
Justin McCoy's.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead, caller.
Republicans.
Democrats and Republicans. That is a war. Not on the list, though. Go ahead, caller.
About No Folgers and Maxwell House
on the list. That's a good one. That's a really good guess. Right up there with the toothpaste guest. Guest? G-U-E-S-T? Maybe I've been on too long today. 40 minutes past the hour. Business rivalries are what we're trying to get here. Famous rivalries between brands. We got the first two right off the bat. Coke and Pepsi and McDonald's and Burger King, but after that, we kind of been in a hole here. We still have two to go. What are these famous rivalries? 41 minutes past the hour. Tune in tonight, Angie Evers and I, 8:15 until 10 p.m. The number to call, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you got an answer to any of these questions, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Are they a long time ago or current?
Both of these are, all these are still around.
Well, I was going to say like Lucky Strike and Camels, but that would be years ago.
Yeah, not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Goodrich and Goodyear?
Nope, not Goodrich and Goodyear. Not Goodrich and Goodyear, but all, well, there's, you know, two rivalries, so four companies. And they're all still in business, as far as I know. I know that three of them, all four are still in business. So there you go. It's all, and I would say it's a current rivalry for both of these. Name a famous rivalry between brands or companies. Got Coke and Pepsi and got McDonald's and Burger King. But still missing two other ones. 740-751-4038. Has anybody checked the Marion Star to see if the story about the dogs is actually in the paper? Go ahead, caller.
How about Penny's and Sears?
Not Penny's and Sears. If you have a hard copy of the Marion Star, see if the story about the dogs is in the paper. Go ahead, caller.
How about the soaps?
Nope, not the soaps. Not the soaps. 740-751-4038. If you have a Marion Star hard copy, if you weren't listening earlier, we were talking about a story about dogs, and there's a word in that headline that I can't believe a newspaper would print, but who knows? Go ahead, caller.
What about the dogs?
Do you have the hard copy of today's Marion Star? Is there a story
about dogs?
Yeah, is there a story about a dog in the paper?
No, but that Mr. is it Yost, the lieutenant? What is it, something?
Attorney General.
About the Warners. He was in about the Warners. Yeah.
Oh, so he more talk of the Warners, huh?
Well, he thought that he put in a thing that they should not get the appeal or something.
Well, they didn't.
He wrote a thing that treated like everybody else or something. There was a write up about him. Sending something. I don't know if he had to, but he did. What about the dog now?
Well, there's a story online on the Marion Star social media page, and they use a word that I can't use on the air because it's really an inappropriate word, but it's a story about it. Let me see if I can get back to it here. It's a story.
I've got the paper here. I just think about Pleasant's New School. And they had about student loans and reform bills. Nothing about a dog.
So they're still, though, talking about Judge Warner with the Attorney General.
Yeah, Mr. I think he's Yost. He wrote it. He should something about appeal. I've read it, but that it was done right or something, you know, and all that stuff.
Well, it's, you know, oh, here it is. It was put on there. I see that story you're talking about. It says dog with six legs, and then there's two, and there's a word I can't say. Wasn't expected to live. Now he's healthy and has a new home.
Oh, no, that, unless it'll be, wait a minute. Now, tomorrow there's no paper. Unless it would be in Sundays, but no, there's not, that I would have remembered. Uh-uh.
Yeah. So if you ever see that, if it comes out in any of the papers, now, do you get home delivery?
Yeah.
So they don't deliver them at home at all on Saturday?
No, they're March started no Saturday papers anymore.
Now, can you buy them at the grocery store?
I don't think so, but I don't even know if there's anything online. If they're not going to print it, I wouldn't think there'd be anything online either.
Well, it is online, and it is on their Facebook page, so I don't know if it's going to be in the Sunday paper. If you see that story in there, you'll know the word I'm talking about if you read the headline. You'll have to let us know.
So it's Marion, the dogs in Marion?
No, it was a story from Indianapolis, but it's on the Marion Star page.
Oh, okay, yeah. It'll be in Sundays if it probably is.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, if you kill anybody today, or if you get in a car accident today, or if you die today, no dice, because there's no paper tomorrow. I don't know. What's the world coming to? Go ahead, caller.
Camaro Mustang.
Not Camaro and Mustang. 46 minutes past the hour. I'll tell you, I bet if there was a story about Judge Warner, they'd print a whole special paper tomorrow. Okie doke. Name famous rivalries between brands. We've got Coke and Pepsi, McDonald's and Burger King, and two others. What are those famous rivalries? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Progressive and Geico?
No, not Progressive and Geico, but a good guess. I know those insurance companies certainly do duke it out. I thought this might be a hard one, even though we had four answers. I thought it might be difficult because there are a lot of rivalries in the business world. 740-751-4038 is the number. 740-751-4038. We've got Coke versus Pepsi, McDonald's versus Burger King, and two more business rivalries. Are we going to get them in the next 12 minutes? That becomes the question. Okay, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I can only think of Subway, but I don't know. I can't think of the other one.
Nope, it's actually not. They aren't anything to do with food. Nothing to do with food. Go ahead, caller.
How about trucks?
No trucks. No trucks. No food. 740-751-4038. Two more famous business rivalries. These headphones are getting a little uncomfortable. Go ahead, caller.
What about the cigarette stores?
No cigarette stores. I don't know. Maybe there are rivalries there as well. 48 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Rivalries between companies and brands. What would they be? Coke versus Pepsi was number one. McDonald's versus Burger King was number two. There are still two left. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Is any to do with cell phones or those, like Twitter, those kind of companies?
There is one that has to do with electronics.
Electronics-like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Stanley and DeWalt?
Not Stanley and DeWalt. The old battery companies. not Stanley and DeWalt, but there is one that does have to do with electronics. So there's a little hint for you. 49 minutes past the hour, 11 minutes left in the program, well, actually less than 11 minutes at this point. Famous rivalries between brands. Coke versus Pepsi, McDonald's versus Burger King, and two left on the list. Now, one does have to do with electronics. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about computers?
What would that be?
I don't know, Apple, and I don't know what the other one is.
You're close.
I don't have a computer, so I don't
know. You're close, though. You're close. Go ahead, caller.
Apple and Dell.
Not Apple and Dell. Good guess, though. Not Apple and Dell. Good guesses. 740-751-4038. One has to do with electronics. Coming up on 51 minutes past the hour. Still 43 degrees and cloudy here in Marion. Getaway Friday here, April the 8th, 2022. Beyond Tonight with Angie Evers, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Give the show a try tonight. We have a lot of fun on Friday nights. Even if you're watching television, turn the radio on, turn the volume down on your television. You'll enjoy it. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Apple and Samsung?
Not Apple and Samsung. Not Apple and Samsung. Maybe Judy and Sarah are down there having dinner. And they're trying to think this one up. Down in Columbus. It's down in Columbus and up in Mansfield. Or up in Ontario, which is really where you eat when you go to the Mansfield area. But we call that Mansfield. All right. Name famous rivalries between brands. Coke versus Pepsi. McDonald's versus Burger King. Two left on the list. Now, one does have to do with electronics. I will tell you that. The other one, we really haven't even been close to the other one. But it is a famous rivalry, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Facebook and Twitter.
Not Facebook and Twitter. Not Facebook and Twitter. I don't know if there's a rivalry there or not, to be honest. 52 minutes past the hour. We're down to 8 minutes. Been a long time since we had a correct guess. Probably close to 30 minutes since we've had a correct guess here. We got Coke and Pepsi and McDonald's and Burger King right off the bat. But it's been a long time since we've had a correct answer. I will say one has to do with electronics. 740-751-4038. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
How about Bell and Hall and Kodak?
Nope, good guess. Nope, that's not the electronics rivalry we want. 53 minutes past the hour. 7 minutes left to go. Time to get those thinking caps on. An electronics company rivalry. 740-751-4038. April the 8th. All right, 740-751-4038. Let's see what comes down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Is one of them like a TV, two different TV companies?
Not TV companies. Go ahead, caller.
Duracell and Eveready.
Not Duracell and Eveready. Not battery companies. Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. Time slipping through our fingers here on this Getaway Friday. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. I don't know if these are cell phones. No. Go ahead, caller.
Westinghouse and GE.
Not Westinghouse and GE. No, good guesses, though. We're getting close to the 5 minute mark here. Famous rivalries between brands. And one is an electronics rivalry. One of the companies has been mentioned in the electronics rivalry. A matter of fact, it's been mentioned quite a bit. But you just haven't gotten the one that it's pitted against. You haven't got who it's in a rivalry with. 740-751-4038. 55 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
What about TVs?
Not TVs. No, not TVs. One of these has been mentioned. One of the electronics rivalry companies has been mentioned quite a few times, just paired up against the wrong company for the rivalry. Go ahead, caller.
Dell and Apple?
Not Dell and Apple. Not Dell and Apple. But I will tell you, one is Apple. Apple is the one that has been mentioned a lot. And it is in a rivalry, but who is Apple in a rivalry with? Not Dell. 740-751-4038. And I'll tell you this, because we're down to the last 4 minutes here. The other rivalry has to do with reading material. Reading material. One with reading material, and who's up against Apple? 4 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Crunch time, thinking cap time. Under 4 minutes left to go. One is Apple versus somebody, and the other has to do with reading material. Go ahead, caller.
Apple and Microsoft.
Apple and Microsoft. I couldn't believe we didn't get Microsoft, probably the biggest company of them all. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Was it Macintosh and Apple?
No, we just got it. Microsoft and Apple.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Microsoft and Apple. Now we're down to the final one. 3 minutes left to go, and it has to do with reading material. We've got Coke and Pepsi, McDonald's and Burger King, and Microsoft versus Apple. But there's one left to go, and it has to do with reading material. What two companies are at each other when it comes to reading material? With 3 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Angie Evers and I tonight, 8:15 till 10 p.m. on this station. 43 degrees and cloudy right now. 57 minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, April the 8th, 2022. 4-8-22. All righty. Who's going to get the reading material one? Go ahead, caller.
Time and Life.
Not Time and Life. Not Time and Life, but not a bad guess at all. Reading material. What two companies dealing with reading material have a rivalry with each other? All right, we're at the two-minute warning here. 740-751-4038. Two-minute warning. Who's going to get this? Are we going to get it? Has to do with reading material. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Would it be Barnes & Noble? And I can't think of another one.
Nope, not Barnes & Noble. Not Barnes & Noble. Okay, 90 seconds left to go. Who's going to get it? Or are we going to leave it out there in the land of iniquity today? Reading material companies. 740-751-4038. What are two companies who put out reading material that would be against each other? Boy, the clock's ticking. I can see the beads of sweat on people's heads and on their furrowed brows right now. All right, 60 seconds left to go. Who's going to get it with 60 seconds? Okay, here's the hint. It's comic book companies. Comic book companies. You have a minute. What two comic book companies are at each other's throats, rivalry-wise? 740-751-4038. Angie Evers and I tonight, 8:15 till 10 p.m. What two comic book companies are rivalries with each other. 30 seconds left to go. People must not read the comics anymore. 20 seconds. Two comic book companies against each other. 15 seconds. All right. Well, here comes the 10-second mark. Does anybody know the two comic book companies? 10 seconds, 7 seconds, 5. We're not going to get it. All right, I'll give it to you tonight. Scott Spears, heading for the dugout. WWGH
Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just